Hillary Clinton's highly publicized book tour is over, and her final decision on whether to run for president in 2016 is likely still months away. But the book tour offered some insights into the strengths and weaknesses of a potential Clinton candidacy. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
There were plenty of positives that came out of Hillary Clinton's book tour. The adoring crowds snaking around the block for a signed copy. The friendly interviews where she could joke about her possible future plans. Confessing to Jon Stewart on The Daily Show that she does prefer an office in her own home.
Do you have a favorite shape for that home office? Do you like it? do you like that office? Let's say, would you like that office? Would you like to have corners, or would you like it not to have corners? I don't know.
I think that the world is so complicated, the fewer corners that you can have, the better.
But there were also some revealing flubs, like when she described her and her husband as not being, quote, truly well off, and when she said this on ABC.
We came out of the White House not only dead broke, but in debt. We had no money when we got there, and we struggled to, you know, piece together the resources for mortgages for houses.
It's generally not a good idea to talk about how hard it is to afford your houses, plural. Missteps like these left Clinton's opponents feeling validated. She looked rusty, they said, and out of touch. The RNC started a website called poorhillary.com, calling attention to the $12 million she's made in speaking fees since she left the State Department a year and a half ago.
The idea of President Hillary Clinton has always been incredibly powerful, and the reality of candidate Hillary Clinton has always stood in the way.
Bruce Haynes is a Republican strategist.
It's possible that she's grown as a stateswoman, but she hasn't grown as a candidate. I think the impression that she left us with from the book tour is that she's even more defensive as a person in a world that is insisting on increased openness, transparency, and honesty.
It was a book tour, not a campaign launch.
That's Democratic strategist Donna Brazil, a Clinton loyalist, but like many Democrats, a little surprised Clinton didn't have a readier answer to the questions about her newfound wealth.
I guess I learned that she's quite uncomfortable talking about her wealth, her success, the fact that she's worked hard to earn the resources that she's been able to garner. She was unable to pivot until, you know, it took her a few tries.
Eventually, she did pivot to where Brazil and others thought she needed to be, talking about the lack of opportunity for others. 5 weeks after her dead broke comments, she had the revamped answer down pat for Jon Stewart.
That was an inartful use of words, obviously.
Right.
You know, Bill and I have worked really hard and we've been successful. I'm really grateful
right.
for that. But what I worry about, and I talk about this in the book, is I'm worried that other people, and
right.
particularly younger people, are not going to have the same opportunities we did.
Is this a big deal? Probably not in the long run, but the breathless coverage shows that Hillary Clinton will not be treated by the media in the same way as, say, Marco Rubio or Rand Paul, because, among other things, she is a Clinton. Democratic strategist Chris Lehane says Hillary Clinton's book tour did accomplish some important things. She put to rest questions about her health and stamina, and the Benghazi controversy seemed to recede a bit. Bottom line, says Lehane,
she emerges at the end of this book tour as strong as ever and with more people backing her, and looking at data both with Democratic primary voters but also with the larger electorate, and she is the most popular woman in the country.
But there was something else missing from the book tour that Clinton will need if she runs. A big idea. The answer to why she's the one who can solve the problems ordinary Americans face. On the book tour, she did give a few hints about this. She said if she runs, she'll have a, quote, specific campaign about both economic growth and inequality. And the title of her book, Hard Choices, is meant to frame her leadership style, tough, competent, and ready. But the book tour suggests that right now, Hillary Clinton is more ready to be president than to run for president. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.